Mark Sethlender, hi, how you doing?
Hi, Eileen, how are you?
I'm good. So it sounded as if there were a lot of birds on this marsh. How many were there?
There were more egrets on this pond than I've ever seen in one place in my entire life. It's a smallish pond, and I counted 43 wading birds, mostly egrets. There were a few snowy egrets, a couple of white-phase, which is to say juvenile, little blue herons, one great blue heron, but altogether 43 birds, and that's a lot.
So it's pretty unusual to see that many egrets in one place?
Well, they'll gather together prior to migration if there's a good food source, and of course in this case there was. It was the eels. But this was still a lot of birds.
Mark, tell me about the standoff between the pair of egrets.
Well, this turned out to be, in terms of the great egrets, an entirely male flock. And the way I found that out was about midway through my observing them, they began to challenge each other. And only males will do that. Now, it's not unusual in migration for birds to migrate separately. Ruby-throated hummingbirds, at least here in the north, males and females arrive and depart at different times. Mallard ducks, the drakes, will form drake flocks and migrate on their own. So that's not so spectacular. But I didn't know egrets did it. And part of the reason is it's very hard to tell them apart. So, but by watching this behavior, you could tell they were all males. And what they would do is one egret would sort of give another egret the eye, like kind of a, you talking to me? You looking at me? Hey, well, who are you looking at? And they would get real close together and raise their necks all the way up and point their beaks up in the air almost vertically. And they would make this noise, which was deep in their throats, and their throats would bulge out. And then they fly at each other. And one of them would chicken out. And I could never tell which one was going to do it. They both, as I said, looked identical to me. But one bird would fly away. And the really charming thing about this is there was maybe three or four wing flaps of one bird pursuing the other. And then they just seemed to completely forget that this had ever happened. I couldn't see any hierarchical dominance being formed. It just seemed to be one bird eyeing the other and having it out and without any physical contact or blood or damage or anything. Of course, it didn't go that well for the eels.
And how long do the birds stick around the marsh?
Well, you get egrets from early spring until well into November. The bulk of them migrate before the last few stragglers finally take off. But they're around a lot, and it seems to me that they're around more and more. So if that's an effect of global warming, I guess that's one that I happen to like.
Thanks very much, Mark.
Thanks, Eileen.